Imagine throwing a tennis ball from your backyard and watching it land in a place where you'd pay twice the taxes, all because of an invisible line drawn by politicians. This was Andrew Henderson's childhood reality when his parents moved just 50 feet across a county line to cut their property taxes in half. That early lesson evolved into a powerful philosophy: go where you're treated best. Most of us never question our geographic defaults. We're born somewhere and we stay there, believing our birthplace somehow magically offers the best of everything. But what if your location is holding you back financially? What if the country on your passport is actually working against your prosperity? The nomad capitalist lifestyle isn't about tax evasion or hiding assets. It's about strategically placing different aspects of your life in jurisdictions that offer the best treatment for each. Think of it as taking the Pepsi challenge with countries, removing the emotional branding to objectively assess what each place truly offers. Just as companies move operations to more favorable business environments, individuals can now design their ideal life by leveraging the best each location has to offer. Whether that's banking in Singapore, investing in Cambodia, or obtaining citizenship in Portugal. This approach centers on the EKG formula: enhance personal freedom, keep more money, and grow your wealth. No single country excels at all three, which is precisely why geographic diversification has become the ultimate wealth strategy for the 21st century. In Dubai, a French consultant showed me his $45,000 Comorian passport, citizenship from a country he'd never visited, as insurance against global uncertainty. Passports evolved from simple travel documents into modern government IDs determined by birthplace. Without one, you lose freedom of movement. Additional citizenships create valuable opportunities. Asian countries often restrict foreign property ownership while granting citizens full rights. European citizenship enables access to exclusive investment platforms with high yields. For Americans, a second passport helps overcome international business barriers from U.S. regulations. Most importantly for Americans, a second passport offers escape from worldwide taxation. Only the U.S. and Eritrea tax citizens' global income, regardless of residence. While Eritrea charges 2%, Americans face full rates. Someone earning $250,000 tax-free in Dubai might owe $60,000 to the IRS. Renouncing U.S. citizenship requires first obtaining another passport. A Bucharest banker demonstrated international banking simplicity by opening my account in 25 minutes with just a passport, far simpler than Western banking. Offshore banking reduces risk through system diversification, creates financial contingencies, enables higher returns, and allows currency diversification. The returns are compelling. Overseas banks often offer 5 to 100 times higher interest rates than domestic ones. New Zealand pays up to 10 times U.S. rates, emerging markets reach 18%, and foreign USD accounts yield 5 to 6% annually. Foreign accounts safeguard against government overreach, as I learned when California's tax board illegally seized my funds. With rising national debts and recent asset seizures in Cyprus, Ireland, Hungary, and Poland, offshore accounts provide crucial protection. Many foreign banks offer better security than U.S. FDIC coverage. Banks in Germany, Singapore, and Australia maintain 20 to 30 cents per dollar versus 1 to 2 cents at U.S. banks. Monaco's Port Hercule reveals a telling contrast: superyachts flying tax haven flags alongside smaller European flagged vessels. This illustrates how the wealthy optimize their taxes, a strategy accessible to entrepreneurs. Most business owners pay full domestic taxes, often reaching 50% with combined levies. Beyond lost capital, this impacts growth potential. Consider an Amazon seller whose $43,000 tax payment meant sacrificing $129,000 in potential business expansion. Location-independent businesses can reduce tax burden by establishing control outside their home country. While physical businesses face constraints, digital entrepreneurs can strategically select their company's domicile and tax rate. Many countries offer zero or minimal taxes to attract foreign businesses, similar to companies moving between U.S. states for tax advantages. Like cruise ships registered in tax-friendly jurisdictions, entrepreneurs can strategically position their businesses, provided they legitimately establish operations where claimed. Foreign investments allow entrepreneurs to diversify risk and build wealth across multiple jurisdictions, a stark contrast to traditional single-focus entrepreneurship. My investment approach was shaped by successes like purchasing a Phoenix home for $170,000 during the market crash and selling it 2 years later for $262,000, a 54% profit. Foreign investments provide protection against business vulnerabilities. Amazon FBA sellers, for instance, operate at Amazon's discretion and could lose everything overnight. I use my main business as a cash cow to fund passive income investments. This differs from the Silicon Valley model, where entrepreneurs like Elon Musk bet everything on their ventures. While Musk succeeded with Tesla and SolarCity, most all-in strategies fail. I create a perpetual runway by reinvesting profits into cash-flowing assets while growing the core business. My focus is on cash flow over appreciation, targeting properties with 10 to 22% annual yields. In Siem Reap, Cambodia, French expat Arnaud Curtat and his wife turned a modest fruit stand into The Blue Pumpkin, a 9-location chain selling breads and ice cream. Within a decade, he sold half his stake for $1 million and planned Southeast Asian franchising. Frontier markets reward risk-takers by offering opportunities in basic services still missing in these regions, from pharmacies to furniture stores. Unlike saturated Western markets, these territories present broad opportunities for first movers. Operating outside global monetary systems, these markets often resist worldwide recessions. Cambodia demonstrates this resilience, maintaining 7 to 8% annual growth for a decade while avoiding major global financial crises. Southeast Asia and Eastern Europe lead frontier market potential. Southeast Asia offers affordable, business-friendly environments with large domestic markets, exemplified by Vietnam's 92 million population and Da Nang's emergence as an innovation hub. Estonia attracts entrepreneurs with e-residency and zero corporate tax on retained earnings, while Georgia offers minimal bureaucracy. Successfully executing the nomad capitalist lifestyle begins with mindset and action, not endless research. Before promoting this lifestyle, you must live it. Derek Sivers' principle is essential. Don't say yes, either hell yeah or no. When pursuing this lifestyle, make decisions swiftly. I respond to opportunities for residency or investments the same day. Living internationally means adapting to different business practices. Trust local expertise and embrace the flow. As a nomad capitalist, you're among history's freest people. Celebrate leaving behind what doesn't serve you. Pain drives transformation. Many seek solutions but avoid implementation's discomfort. Getting second passports, establishing overseas companies, or buying foreign property requires temporary inconvenience for lasting gain, like a therapeutic massage. Focus on what matters: current tax implications, missed opportunities, and risks of a single passport. Start with an offshore bank account. Your nomad strategy works like a puzzle, pieces combining for unprecedented freedom. The world rewards those who go where they're treated best.